And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Marsha Drake. Marsha coaches drama debate forensics at Mount Edgecombe High School. I also have three seasoned drama debate forensic pros right here in the studio. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Hi, I'm Breezy McClenahan. I'm a senior and I'm from Sitka.
Hi, I'm Alec Addison. I'm also a senior and I'm from Kluwak.
Hey, I'm Haley Shervey. I'm a senior from Craig.
Okay, well, you're all in here because coming up on September 29th is the regional tournament. It's going to be hosted at Mount Edgecombe High School. We're going to start by talking with Marsha because this is sort of a last-minute hosting experience, isn't it?
It sure is. Sitka High was scheduled to host the meet this year, but they had some staffing problems. They've just recently hired a DDF coach, and I don't know if they have an AD yet or not. So that tournament was canceled. I really felt like it was important for students throughout Southeast Alaska to get this first meet under their belt early and really get the fire for DDF so that we can be competitive at state as we have been in years past.
So the tournament's coming up just 9 days from now, and you need community help to pull it off, don't you?
I need judges. And we have figured out that cold calling for judges is an ineffective way to get people to sign up because most people have cell phones and they're not in the phone book. And so we have an online sign-up form. It takes about a minute to sign up. So if you go to mehs.us, you will find a tab on the right-hand side of the homepage that says DDF. And if you click on that, you can sign up your name and the time you would like to judge. We still have about 45 time slots that we need to fill. A judging takes about an hour to an hour and a half total for each event, and there's free food and drinks like coffee and water.
Maybe we should back up for just a minute, Marsha, and explain what DDF is.
DDF stands for Drama, Debate, and Forensics. And so students compete in debate or speaking events or drama events. And it's kind of like an audition, but it's a competitive audition. So students are placed, about five to six in a room at a time. And they do their piece, and then the adult, the judge in the room, adjudicates them and ranks them from first to last.
So a potential judge, what are you looking for? Do they need any qualifications or skills or prior experience?
Actually, no. Most of these events are intended for somebody from the street to be able to come in and to adequately look at how these students are doing. After you sign up to judge, you'll on our online form, I'll have your email and I will send you a sample ballot sheet and judging instructions. And so judges can read over those and get an idea of the parameters of what that event is.
So about. You'll help them prepare.
Absolutely.
Okay. And are you hoping to have most judges signed up by a certain time, a certain day?
Right. That last week in September, I'll have the students who will be coming from Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, Haines, all over Southeast Alaska. So I'll have the student names and I'll need to coordinate that. So that last week in September, even by the 27th, I would like to have my judge list down.
Okay. Well, Breezy, Alec, and Haley, you are all performing together in a category called Reader's Theater. Why don't you explain what this is, what the category itself is, and what you will be performing? And if you don't mind, if you could just state your first name before you speak.
I'm Haley. So Reader's Theater is essentially an adaptation of radio play. So we have a group. Our group is three people, and we get together and we use scripts to read off basically a script. And the script that we're using this year is Greater Tuna. And I'm really excited for that because I've done Reader's Theater in the past. It's gone to varying degrees of success, but I think that this script is really good and I'm really excited because Reader's Theater is a lot of fun. You can do a lot with it, even though it's kind of limited space you get to move, kind of limited things you have to do, but I think it's a lot of fun.
Breezy and Alec, I saw you smiling when Haley was saying that, you know, Reader's Theater sometimes goes okay and sometimes not so much. What's going on over there? What are you thinking of?
I'm Breezy, and freshman year we did this Reader's Theater of an adaptation of The Sneetches by Dr. Seuss, and it was very complicated. We kept switching people.
Complicated.
And it was really funny, but at the end of the year, we ended up burning the script. So, I mean, Not going to go back to that one.
I mentioned that you're all seasoned pros. You've been doing this for 4 years. You're all seniors. And so this is sort of your swan song here, right? How are you feeling about this? Alec, how are you looking forward to the upcoming competition?
I am actually looking forward to this, like, senior year because it's kind of like, I don't know, it just feels more like, you know, what's going on now, I guess.
You feel like you've got things under control. Does that give you some, you know, flexibility in what you do with DDF, some more freedom than you might have had when you first started?
I think a little bit, but I feel like mostly it's more, like, personally, that you just know what more to expect, so you're not spinning meats, like, crying and having to, like, just stop doing it and walk out of the room, which is nice, because the first year, at least for me, was emotional wreck, basically. So it's kind of nice to have that more balanced out now.
But the other thing as a coach is that I can give my seasoned people more complicated scripts and scripts that have depth, and I know what they are able to do and what I can pull out of them. So they have good pieces this year.
4 years, it can be really stressful, but obviously it must be rewarding as well because you keep on doing that. Would anybody like to speak to that?
This is Haley again. I definitely think that drama and debate is super rewarding for me, at least. I know that I've done debate for, this is my fourth year doing debate, and I haven't always been, like, the best debater. I'm definitely not at the top of our circuit, but I've really enjoyed it, and I think it's taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot about writing, about speaking. It's been a really great experience, and plus we get to meet students from a lot of other areas that I think in a lot of other, say, sports or other events, you wouldn't really see them in as much of a kind of friendly competitive light. I think that there's kind of a lot of disagreement between some of the students in schools in Southeast, but I think that drama and debate, we're pretty friendly. Like, I think that we're a pretty good crowd, and I really enjoy interacting with the other students in our circuit.
Alec, you looked like you wanted to say something too. You move a little closer to the mic.
Well, I mean, I feel like one of the main things that's really rewarding about being in DDF is that it really helps you build confidence. And so I was, like, really, really meek and kind of, like, didn't really say much. And I was, like, I don't know. I just was kind of the quiet kid. Sorry, Breezy. in the back of, like, the classroom or whatever. I didn't really talk to anybody. And I still don't really talk to people that much, but it's in a different way, you know? And so I guess it just kind of helped me, like, be more confident in who I am, and it made me better at, like, speaking. It also helps a lot when you have to do presentations in class and things like that. So you can just carry on your, like, presentation without knowing what you're talking about sometimes.
Does anybody have a pitch for locals to come out and judge? What would you say to try to convince them to do this?
I would say, this is Mrs. Drake, I would say that if you want to see young people doing really great things and learning to build confidence and skill, come judge. Judges always walk away and say, that was one of the best things I've done. And let me know again when you're doing this. And I would just encourage you to come get a little hope for the future.
Anybody else have any thoughts before we close?
It's really entertaining. It's a lot of fun. I think that we're pretty fun to hang out with. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty good experience for judges, too, because I think that a lot of the pieces are pretty high quality, honestly. So I think it's pretty fun to, like, I enjoy sitting in and watching other pieces. So,
all right. And, yes, Breezy?
I think that, one of the best parts is that they always have really good food. Like, I remember I got to sneak in there last year and I got to eat some food because we're not allowed in there as students. But I got to go in there and I got to eat some food. And I think it's either, like, you get a good cry or you just laugh really hard. Like, I feel like, and that is good for the outpouring of emotions.
All right. And Marcia, really quickly, again, how can people sign up or contact you if they have questions?
So go to mehs.us and click on the DDF tab to sign up. You can also find us on Sitka Chatters, and we're being posted on people's Facebook pages. You can also call me at 966-3212. Thanks.
Great. Well, thank you everyone for joining us this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Marcia Drake. She's the coach of DDF over at Mount Edgecombe High School, and also drama debate forensic aficionados Haley Shervey, Alec Adamson, and Breezy McClenahan. They need coaches for the conference, the regional tournament that's coming up on September 29th.